Sanford Torondo had lost count of his many missions. Some he wanted to forget, like the horrific day that the explosion tore him apart and cost him the lower half of his body. This mission, though, would be easier and eminently satisfying, eradicating more remnants of mankind's greatest enemy. Bristling with cold weapons, the machine warships hung outside the solar system, where only the faintest mist of dwindled starlight glinted off their hulls. As a result of the annihilation of the scattered Omnius Everminds, this robot attack group had never reached its destination, and the population of the nearby League star system never even realized they had been a target. Now Manford's scouts had found the fleet again. Those dangerous enemy vessels, still intact, armed, and functional, hung dead in space long after the Battle of Corin. Mere derelicts, ghost ships, but abominations nonetheless. They had to be dealt with accordingly. As his six small vessels approached the mechanical monstrosities, Manford experienced a primal shudder. The dedicated followers of his Butlerian movement were sworn to destroy all vestiges of forbidden computer technology. Now, without hesitation, they closed in on the derelict robot fleet, like gulls on the carcass of a beached whale. The voice of Swordmaster Ellis crackled over the comm from an adjacent ship. For this operation, the Swordmaster flew point, guiding the Butlerian hunters to these insidious robot vessels that had drifted unnoticed for decades. "It's a full-attack squadron of 25 ships, Manford. Exactly where the Mentat predicted we'd find them." Propped in a seat that had been specially modified to accommodate his legless body, Manford nodded to himself. Gilbertus Albans continued to impress him with his mental prowess. Once again, his Mentat school proves that human brains are superior to thinking machines. "The mind of man is holy," Ellis said. "The mind of man is holy." It was a benediction that had come to Manford in a vision from God, and the saying was very popular now with the Butlerians. Manford signed off and continued to watch the unfolding operation from his own compact ship. Seated next to him in the cockpit, Swordmaster Anari Idaho noted the position of the robot battleships on the screen and announced her assessment. She wore a black and gray uniform with the emblem of the movement on her lapel, a stylized sigil that featured a blood-red fist clenching a symbolic machine gear. "We have enough weaponry to destroy them from a distance, if we use the explosives wisely. No need to risk boarding the ships. They'll be guarded by combat mechs and linked fighting drones." Looking up at his female attendant and friend, Manford maintained a stony demeanor, though she always warmed his heart. "There is no risk. The Evermind is dead, and I want to gaze at these machine demons before we eliminate them." Dedicated to Manford's cause, and to him personally, Anari accepted the decision. "As you wish, I will keep you safe." The look on her wide, innocent face convinced Manford that he could do no wrong in her eyes, make no mistakes. And as a result of her devotion, Anari protected him with ferocity. Manford issued brisk orders. "Divide my followers into groups. No need to hurry. I prefer perfection to haste. Have Swordmaster Ellis coordinate the scuttling charges across the machine ships. Not a scrap can remain once we're finished." Because of his physical limitations, watching the destruction was one of the few things that gave him pleasure. Thinking machines had overrun his ancestral planet of Morocco, captured the populace and unleashed their plagues, murdering everyone. If his great-great-grandparents had not been away from home, conducting business on Seleucus Secundus, they would have been trapped as well, and killed. And Manford would never have been born. Though the events affecting his ancestors had occurred generations ago, he still hated the machines and vowed to continue the mission. Accompanying the Butlerian followers were five trained swordmasters, the paladins of humanity, who had fought hand to hand against thinking machines during Serena Butler's jihad. In the decades after the great victory on Corin, swordmasters had busied themselves with cleanup operations, tracking down and wrecking any remnants of the robotic empire they found scattered throughout the solar systems. Thanks to their success, such remnants were getting more and more difficult to locate.